This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Yikes! Stripes! Pass me the wipes!
I'm so confused. Wait. Yikes! Stripes!
Yep.
Pass me the wipes.
It's a riddle. It's a riddle scat.
I'm trying to be careful with my thoughts on this, Jason.
Mm-hmm. All I know
but
is
I didn't like it.
Oh, I yeah, it was terrible.
It's very short. It was kind of like
It didn't fill the space. It was,
right.
Certainly wasn't a scat.
No, it was not a scat.
So there's that part of it.
I said it's a riddle scat.
But all it and
never,
I
and never
I'm
been
you.
Done.
I can't wait to
never to be done again.
I can't wait to figure this one out. Look, all I know is Pass Me the Wipes was there, and we're in the middle of putting in a Chipotle order around the office as well.
I was referring to the stripes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, stripes would have to do with the Chipotle order as well.
Right, I mean, hey, on the wipes.
Touche. But I don't usually shout yikes. I'm afraid that Chipotle is approaching.
Maybe all the poop jokes around the office are directly, like, psychologically corollary to how often you think about Chipotle. Because if you think, I know you think about Chipotle a lot.
A lot, yeah. And multiple times a day.
And I'd imagine that poop jokes would come the preceding 10 minutes before you think about it and the 10 minutes after.
Mm-hmm,
maybe
sure.
That's the source.
And a couple hours after.
And the morning after, maybe the night after.
I mean, you got to pay the piper.
The pooper?
The piper of the pooper?
Would you rather, what's the difference, and we are drafting animals. That would be a problem if they were larger, which I am looking forward to.
I mean, like a striped animal.
Right.
That would be very terrifying, and then you might poop your pants.
I see. That's the wipes. At Spitballers Pod.
The mystery has been revealed.
Spitballerspod.com. Let me be clear. I didn't like the scat. Instagram.com/Spitballerspod. YouTube.com/Spitballers. Let's get going.
Would you rather?
Amelia from the website. Thank you for your question, Amelia. Would you rather live in an apartment next to professional yodelers?
Okay. Yeah.
Or, by the way, or a drummer for a heavy metal band. And I was going to say, if Mike had gone with a yodel scout, that would have been great. But an apartment next to professional yodelers or a drummer for a heavy metal band. Both of these situations are reasons to move.
Sure.
Quickly. But which one is more disruptive in truth?
I feel like
this one's pretty easy for me.
So drums are awesome. They are great. And a good drum solo can rock.
Sure.
Within the context of a song. I feel like drums completely solo. I'm going to a drum concert. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could just sit there and just have drumming, nothing else.
It's got to be like Blue Man Group drumming.
But that's the reason that it's good is because there's a bunch of music.
Correct. I mean, to me,
there's drum line stuff.
Sure. I'm talking like a solo kit. Like
I can appreciate a good 3 minutes of this guy drumming. But I'm easily choosing the Yodelers because there is no way the Yodelers stay out late. If you're a Yodeler.
That was exactly.
Is that what you were going
to
go
my,
with?
My brain went to the Yodelers. Look, these are.
I'm worried about my sleep.
These are squares. I mean, oh, let's be honest.
Yeah.
If you're a professional Yodeler and you're listening to this podcast.
I'm sorry.
There's no shame in it.
No, hang out with the tuba players.
You made your choice to be a Yodeler. And yeah. like.
And you go to bed early.
This form of singing. Like, we got to keep this tradition alive. No, we don't. Unless, like, you're going to go work at Disneyland and sit outside the Matterhorn and just yodel away forever. But
that's a good – there's only one gig in the country yes, for yodelers. It's the one job.
There's a yodeler outside the Matterhorn?
No, there's okay. not.
But that's where they belong.
But they play that type of music, and if there was a yodeler, you'd think nothing of it. It would just be there.
Why do I – in my head, I think all yodelers come from Idaho. Is that possible?
Oh,
Idaho?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I thought they're all from, like, Switzerland.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, I mean, domestically.
The U.S. bread.
The U.S. bread. I figured they, I don't know why.
Just yodeling and making potatoes?
They probably like potatoes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Who doesn't like potatoes? Yeah,
I mean, if we're into art forms great. That should be retired, can we get already, the opera in there? I mean, why does the opera exist? I see I'm being pitched during the movies. They want me to go to operas.
That is true. You go sit in the movie theater to watch an opera.
Opera feels like something that was invented before things that were much better were invented.
Yeah.
And people went because that was all you could see.
That was what
there
was.
You want to sit here and look at the dirt, or do you want to go to an opera?
Yeah, people used to read books a lot more, too, because you couldn't just listen to them or watch them in movie form.
Some people even still read books. But
some idiots still do. We've retired a couple things. We've retired tap dancers.
Yes.
We've retired tuba players. We've now retired yodelers and opera singers.
Yeah.
I mean, these things happen.
And I'm pretty proud of us.
The hard part here, like, I can respect, well, I mean, I respect the drums and the yodelers, so that was the wrong train of thought, but the practicing of drums is just the worst. Like,
yeah.
In terms of an instrument for your child to learn, that time before the time as they go from a beginner to just like an average player is excruciating. It is long and it is loud. I mean, you can play like an electronic.
That's what I was gonna say. Do you buy into that? Can they learn on an electronic system just fine?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am team analog when it comes to drums, but I mean, basically everything you listen to, like if you professional songs, and I'm not talking about where it's hip hop, so it's clearly an electronic drum situation. Like even in rock music, they might be playing on a real set, but then they go in and they sound replace everything. Like they just digitize everything at the end of it anyway, so you're used to hearing that now. But
it
takes so long to be a good drummer, and it's always loud.
So are we all going with the yodelers just for sleep?
Yes.
Yeah,
100%.
More yodelers or drummers in Idaho, just out of curiosity in your mind?
Yodelers, for sure. I don't think you're allowed to drum in Idaho.
Let me ask you.
Can't dance.
Right.
Because, I mean, I assume that Footloose takes place there. I don't know. Where's Footloose take place? Does anybody know?
Nobody knows much about Idaho.
Beaumont.
It's actually pretty secret.
Wait, hold on.
Beaumont.
Yeah, and then.
Next question. Where is Beaumont?
I know it's not a state.
Beaumont. Idaho?
He doesn't even know where Beaumont is.
I thought you knew off the top of your head.
Let me ask you this question, though, Mike. It's a little detour, but this is spitballers. You're the musician of the group. You have lived in the world of both analog,
yes,
and digital,
mm-hmm.
right? You were a game audio artist. I'll just share that with the spitballers, making sound effects,
don't tear
music,
my secrets
for game design. He has a game design degree, so you've lived in both universes. You make all the drops for the show.
I do the voiceovers, but continue.
And you're in a nice 38, I don't know how old you are, 39.
39.
So you are actually, you're not like a young kid in the electronic digital age.
Right.
But you're not an old man who's just like, the 70s classic rock is all I live for. So do you resent any of the digital universe? Because do you believe there is a magic subtracted from music when you have so many one-person bands that exist, right? Because you can go.
Interesting.
You can create every instrument digitally, and one person can put it all together. Do you lose magic not having four people in a room with the analog instruments in terms of creating something unique?
Or do you love Kesha?
Well, look, I mean, TikTok from the top. Make a drop.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I mean, I got no problem with Kesha's music. It's a jam from time to time. I mean, I guess you probably do lose some of it. I think you definitely lose some of it in the performance aspect of it, where like when it's everything is pre-programmed, you can't have those just the tasty magical moments that come out of nowhere, and then your other instrument, like, or your bass player hears a guitar player do something and now it changes what the bass player was going to do, so you get more of the improv.
Wouldn't that also change vocals?
Yo,
to
yeah.
some degree,
yes.
right? Like the way
yes.
that you're improvising?
Yes, absolutely. And like, and singers just like they'll change the lead line of the melody, and then that'll change the harmony. So yeah, there is in the live performance of it, but I think, you know, there's when it comes to the recording process, at least for a long time, you go to a click track, right? You which a click track for
right,
if,
yeah,
if you don't
metronome.
Know what that is, that's a metronome is clicking the entire time you're recording so that your song stays in time, where they didn't used to have those things back in the, you know, the 60s and the 70s, which is if you
is that because they record all the instruments separately, so you're keeping them all on?
No, a lot of the time back then they recorded everything at the exact same time.
Gotcha.
And it was everybody has to play either perfect or good enough. So musicianship has certainly declined because
right.
you had to be perfect because it was like one take, you're on tape, it's harder to punch in and fix mistakes. So yeah, there's probably a little bit of the magic that is gone, but music is still
good. It evolves,
right? I don't understand the new music, but I hear it's great.
I was going to say, is the last 10 years the worst music? Or is it just because we're totally unawares?
It's because we are old.
Yeah.
And I heard someone talking about this. They're like, the part of your brain that is more responsible for an emotional response. Look, this could be talking out of my butt, but sounded good.
Yeah, like, yeah. Please talk out of your butt.
When you're a teenager, like that area is just either larger or just a little bit more in control, which, I mean, that checks out for being a teenager. And then you make all these associative memories with music. And that's why the music of when you're a teenager, like that's why it is so much better than everything else, because you are so emotionally connected
to those
songs. It
does seem like everybody at their age has their favorite era that they are ever going to let go of.
You find a cutoff point. I don't know what age is that? What age is the cutoff point where you're like, I'm done with new music?
I think it's probably like 5 years out of high school or something.
Yeah, I was going to say 23, which is
five years out of high
school. Oh my goodness. I love Michael Keaton. Also, very important, Beaumont is in Utah. I found that out.
They're yodeling in Utah?
Hal said it was Texas.
Mm.
There's two Beaumonts?
There's two Beaumonts, but Footloose was Beaumont, Texas.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, so thank you for breaking in with
while
that
the original film, while the original film has the fictional town of Beaumont located in Utah, the remake instead places the town in Georgia. I don't know where you're getting your information from, Owl, but you're wrong.
I'm going to go with Al on this one.
I'm now remembering they remade Footloose.
I have no idea. I've never seen either.
Was the bacon in that one?
Ernest from Twitter. Would you rather be surrounded by people who brag all the time or by people who complain all the time?
Oh, man.
Those are both
bad.
Oh,
man.
I think these are the two worst things to be around. And, and things that I'm always afraid of being. I'm afraid of complaining too much, and you don't want to be the person that brags all the time.
But by the nature of you fearing that you could become that, you won't. You like because
the worst don't think about that.
Exactly right. My teenage daughter has a couple of friends. She's got, you know, great friends, but there are two that I could think of.
Oh, what's their name?
No.
I'm not outing any. I'm not saying whether it's a boy or a girl, but there are two of the friends that.
Oh, yes.
I cannot believe.
Which one? The brag?
I've never heard one of them ever say anything that isn't how awesome they are at something. It's unbelievable. We've talked about it in our family. Like, are you kidding? And we've like, you know, gone on
is your
long
daughter car rides.
Oh, like, yes.
Okay, okay.
Everyone is aware. That person is the only person in the world that is not
that
aware.
That has to be.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That has to be an only child.
It is not an only child.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was a byproduct of the, like, dual focus, parental, like, everything you do is great.
No, no. And the thing is some of that... When
it's
you're
Samantha,
in,
right?
When, no, when you're in those...
Julie.
When you're in the teenage years...
Barbara.
A lot of the bragginess isn't just, like, right now, like, if we know someone that is super braggy, it's because they think so much of themselves. I think with the teenage years, though... It's their fears of wanting to be liked. You know what I mean? Like, so they just, the only thing they can talk about is themselves.
Yeah, you overcompensate because you're actually insecure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Having been around that person many, many, many times, it can actually
become... Layla's very insecure.
It can become pretty entertaining. Like,
more entertaining than complaining.
Oh, absolutely. I actually enjoy playing our mental games of counting the brags. So
are you all like, is there like an eye contact moment that's happening?
No, there's just a recap session afterwards.
About how good they are, yeah, these, like, 10 things.
What did you hear? But so I don't know. I'm actually realizing that while that, I thought for sure that would be the worst. The braggy person is the worst. I actually think that that's better.
Oh, it's so much better.
Someone that complains about everything, it just drags you down.
It's toxic.
I was going to say, bragging, if it's just bragging, probably isn't that impactful on the people around you. Now, if it comes with, I know everything, then it can be pretty negative, because then it's like nobody's opinion matters because my opinion's the most important, and I know, because we've all been around those, and that is brutal.
You're 100% right. It's the know-it-all more than the bragger that is way worse, because, and you nailed it, nobody else's opinion matters. But when you're a complainer, you ruin situations.
Yep.
You think you're going to dinner with a complainer? Yeah, and you're going to have a good time watching them tell the waiter why their food is wrong. Oh my goodness. I want to have one of those SNL turtle shirts and go hide in my shell whenever I'm around a real complainer.
Yeah. And there's only one other kind of person that exists. Those are the only four people. And the other one is the I had that idea too person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the one that's always, they didn't say it, but they were thinking it.
Oh, I had that same thought.
They're tied in with the one upper.
Oh, the one upper.
They're usually the same person.
The one upper is the worst version of the braggy person, because they can't hear someone else say anything that is good in their life.
You went to Australia? Yeah, I have been there a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I know my way around there. All right. All in favor of the braggart?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You have to.
Jamal from Patreon, would you rather that I can't read this.
Would you rather
that all songs exist? Okay.
There we go.
But they are all performed
but
by...
But they are all... Sorry, I'm making fun of you.
But they are all performed by Pitbull. Or only one Pitbull. or only one Pitbull song exists, but it's performed by every artist with their own cover interpretation.
Jamal,
that is a really funny question.
Jamal from Patreon, thank you for your support, and thank you for this question, because this question tickles me.
So you're just waiting for new versions of the same song to come out. That's what music is. Music is just waiting for the next release of the cover of the Pitbull song.
Of the song.
Right.
Like the song.
Or, I mean, imagine a world where Pitbull's the only artist. So you just open your Spotify and it's just Pitbull.
Oh, man. Pitbull singing What a Wonderful World. Oh, brother. Mike, I feel like Mike can give us some Pitbull here.
I don't know. I was just trying to, like, what are the big Pitbull songs? I know
he did one with Kesha. Kesha.
Like, I know I know what he looks like. I can hear his distinct voice in my head.
Yeah, you can hear him come in and dance, the hips loose.
But what are his big songs? I have no idea.
Gasoline.
Was he Gasolina?
Yeah.
Oh, that song jams. I have no idea what they're saying.
The other one was Timber.
Kesha.
Wait, now, in order to really unpack this, we have to figure out which one of his songs would be the music sung by everyone. Because if it's Gasolina.
Fireball?
Gasolina.
No one knows what it means.
No one knows.
But it's provocative.
Bon Bon?
Like Super Bon Bon?
No.
That can't be him. But he does have a song called Bon Bon.
Which are delicious. Yeah.
Don't Stop the Party.
Okay. I like that.
That's the song.
It's good energy. Don't Stop the Party.
I think what's a better exploration of music? Which are you getting more art?
You're getting more art
with different artists
100%.
Covering it?
Without a doubt.
Then that's the one I'm taking.
Yeah, because the truth is I've heard cover songs that are almost nothing like the original. You know, you can have a rock, hardcore metal song that is taken and really slowed down and made something.
I thought you were specifically the Disturbed cover.
Oh, sure. That's a great one.
Which song? What? Now it's escaping me. Shoot. It was a
Hello Darkness.
Yeah, there it is. Yes.
Yeah. So I do think artists, and it would, what a challenge. What a great challenge for real musicians to say, I'm going to cover Pitbull. Is anybody currently covering Pitbull? I mean, I don't think you're allowed to cover that because it's not music.
I feel like Pitbull's probably a bragger.
Oh, the clip.
Is it bragging if it's all true?
That's a good question.
The
false modesty isn't anything
the
better.
The clip I think of immediately for Pitbull is just like one of those, like a reel or something, and it's Pitbull talking about how he overtook, like if you go Google Pitbull, he has overtaken the dog.
Like, oh, yeah.
He's like, my SEO presence in the world is I have surpassed the breed of Pitbull.
I love
it's it. Like, oh, well, I mean, look, if you're right, you're right.
Wait. Pitbull's more popular than the
dog I don't know. I've never actually checked it. Let's find out. Let's all do it together.
Okay, Pitbull. Well, sure enough.
Yeah.
Pitbull.
Pitbull music, his Instagram, his wiki.
That's the true. I mean, that's a brag-worthy thing.
Heck yeah, it is.
Eat it, Pitbull dogs.
I mean, if I had named myself.
Pitbull human.
If I'm an artist and I name myself Banana.
Right.
And eventually I surpass the fruit.
That's a big climb.
That is.
I'm taking on Skunk over here. Okay, that's what I want.
That's your artist name?
When you Google Skunk, that's me. That's not that smelly animal.
Skunk?
That's a smelly
skunk
man.
Skunk Banana?
What would be your catchphrase? If you're DJ Skunk, it's just the noise?
Skunks aren't farting.
Yeah.
Well, what?
They're misting.
No, yeah. They're fart. That's definitely a fart. You got to classify that as a fart.
Psst.
Dude, no,
that's a sweet aromatic
fart.
Mist.
I mean, if you're a
skunk. Do skunks fart? Did you just Google that?
I did Google that. And the first thing that it tells me is birds do not fart. Okay, thanks, Google.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Does it? There's a website. Does it fart?
Oh, you could just like ask it?
Yes. Skunks.
Does it fart?
Yes.
I mean.
Sloths.
Well, we're not questioning whether the animal can fart. I believe all animals with
birds do not fart
with butts. Do birds have butts?
Do birds poop? I would imagine they have a butt.
Well, then they must fart.
They have an anus. They have a weird pooping process though. But I got a skunk question. So we've talked about on this podcast. Everybody like
got a skunk question.
No, just like if you really admit it, everyone is a little bit fascinated and enamored with their own brand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you squeak one out, you're like...
Yeah, you're like, it's interesting
to
me.
You're like, oh, that's bad, but...
Right.
I sort of like it because that's me. I created this. Does a skunk like it when they blast someone in the face?
Do they get high on their own supply?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Does the skunk enjoy the scent of their own spray?
Of course they do. I mean, of course they do.
Good.
They recognize that it's harsh.
Game recognize game?
But game... Yes, game recognized game over here. I can tell you, as the person that's going to take over the search engine optimization of my word skunk, I can tell you that they enjoy it. This is a superpower. I mean, you're telling me you have a superpower and you're going to be like, I don't even like my super. No, you're going to be like, check this out.
That's what you're known for. What is the skunk without the smell?
Yeah,
a raccoon or something.
Yeah, it's
how committed are you to this?
I am not that committed.
Because bigskunk.com is available for $2,800.
All right.
Now, see, At first, I was like, well,
I'll make a GoFundMe for that.
Maybe you could spell it S-K-U-N-Q-U-E, but then you wouldn't be able to take over the search engine. You got to be skunk just as it sounds.
Yeah.
Pitbull didn't change it.
No, he did not.
Also, looking through the massive list of animals, whether they fart or not, it's basically birds that don't fart. Like, I'm going through it, everyone that's a no is like, parrot, no. Like, but
because it's a bird.
Yeah, exactly. Everything else. I mean, I've got some...
Parrot, no. Wren, no. Eagle, no.
Like, yeah. like a blue whale? Does a blue whale rip them off?
Let me see.
Imagine the bubbles.
Ooh.
I mean, you would see that coming from a mile away.
Yes. Blue whales do fart. We did it.
Okay, we are moving on, regrettably.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
What's the difference between me and you?
Is that the new Pitbull song? What is the difference between an acquaintance, a friend, and a companion?
Well, this seems like an easy one.
Mm-hmm. It does seem
like I'm a little...
People don't know the difference?
No, I'm not sure about the last one, a companion. Because I feel like that might be broader than Go on.
I feel like a companion means you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
There's love here. There's love
in
the air.
Okay, let me ask it this way. Frodo and Sam, were they companions?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't watch Behind the Scenes. I don't...
Well, I mean, a companion doesn't have to be romantic.
No, not at all.
That's what I was saying.
That's my point.
It can. A companion acts...
But it doesn't have to be.
A romantic aspect.
All three of us are companions.
Yes, we are on a adventure of podcasting.
So does that mean a companion is more than a friend?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, a companion is like a super best friend.
Oh.
Because you are together so much.
Now, this is 100% cheating the entire purpose of the game.
Did you Google it?
But I did Google the word companion because I wanted to see the descriptor. A person or animal with whom one spends a lot of time or with whom one travels. So the caveat
there
of traveling with someone, which I know Googling was not at all supposed to be part of this, but...
So is everyone on...
We make the rules.
Hold on. Because everyone on the airplane, are we all companions?
For a short while, maybe you're a traveling companion. No, because you don't know them. You have to know them.
Yeah, and I don't make a practice of traveling with them. I traveled once with them on accident.
Sure, but...
A dog is a loyal companion.
Yeah.
I feel like the number of times does not matter. I could go for the first time... with a friend, and they are now my companion. So
only if you travel more than 12 hours.
12?
Really? Is that the limit?
I was going to go like 6.
If you go on a single hike for 45 minutes or something, are they your companion?
A hike is not really traveling.
No, it is not.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just thinking back to the Lord of the Rings thing. I mean, they couldn't take a plane.
They didn't call that a hike.
But
to Mordor? A hike to Mordor?
That being said, it was a hike.
Well...
Like, I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah, when they get to the mountain. But before that, it's not a hike.
I mean, you can't hike on, like, flat ground.
I guess you can.
They do the Appalachian Trail. That's a hike, right?
The Lord of the Rings was just a hike. I have never realized that. Because
it's exercise propaganda.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Get out there and stay healthy.
An acquaintance is what?
It's someone compared
to a friend.
Someone you know that you don't like.
That you don't like?
Absolutely. No. If you like them, they're a friend.
No.
Yeah.
You can have an acquaintance and like them.
Okay, let me put... So
apparently this is more difficult than
if you go to a restaurant frequently and you see a host or hostess frequently.
Mm-hmm.
They're not your friend.
Mm-mm.
Are they your acquaintance? Like, if you ran
do you like them?
If you ran into that host or hostess in a Target later on, mm-hmm. you'd say hi, right? You wouldn't ignore the presence of this person you're familiar with.
If I liked that person, I go there every week. I like that person. Let's name that
person.
Sheila, of course.
Okay.
I like Sheila. I go there and I say, she knows who I am. I know who she is. We chat every time I'm there.
And you know her name.
That's a friend.
Really?
No. That's a friend.
No. Well, you're too loosey-goosey with your friendships.
Yeah. No, yeah. If I go there and I talk to Sheila every time, and she's so rude. I know who she is. I don't really like her. That's an acquaintance.
That's an enemy.
Well, sure. But you keep your enemies close.
So you've just got thousands upon thousands of friends.
Enemies.
All over the place.
I don't like any of you.
Acquaintances, then.
Yes, so many acquaintances.
So, yeah, a friend is someone that you don't travel with, but you like.
Okay. And you hang out.
And a friend can be a companion at the same time.
Yes.
But an acquaintance can't be a friend or companion.
So companion.
Well, no, an acquaintance can be a companion if you're on the same airplane.
That's true. That is true.
If you're sitting next to them. Okay. If they're sitting in another part of the plane, you got to be side by side with the friend.
What about the aisle?
That's fine. It's got to be, you got to be able to talk to them.
Yeah.
If you can talk.
Okay, so we're talking
a one-row
buffer.
And you better be talking at least a little bit about the travel.
Because
otherwise they're not really traveling with you.
Well, what else are you going to
talk to? Nice wings this plane has.
You aren't going to talk to someone you hate about anything but the travel.
Yeah.
If you're on an airplane.
Maybe the weather.
That's true.
But then the weather will be related because it's like, I hope we have good weather for this travel we're about to take.
Pretty smooth landing.
Also, we need to start using that word more.
Companion?
Absolutely. I don't think I've used it in my life.
Clearly, you didn't know what it meant.
Well, that's why we are digging deep here for me and for the people.
And to our next, what's the difference? What's the difference between a cloth, a rag, and a towel?
Okay.
Which, look, this is more important than you think, because if you spill something and you say, hand me a rag, have an expectation in my head of what I'm getting.
I know exactly.
And it better absorb.
I know the difference for me. Between, everyone knows what a towel is, right? I mean, this is like a towel.
Yeah, the size.
Although there is a size, there's got to be a threshold here between rag and towel. Because I've seen people, they got dish towels. Mm-hmm. They call them dish towels. They're not much bigger than a rag.
No, that's a dish rag.
But a towel.
They're just calling it wrong.
A towel can become a rag. It just, for me, a rag is about purpose.
Well, let's talk about the rag versus cloth.
Okay.
Because to me.
Cloth can become a rag.
I would never, if there is.
But it can't go back. A rag can never become a cloth again.
Never.
A cloth doesn't absorb jack squat.
Oh.
It's a matter of.
It's a shirt.
When there's something gross to clean up, if there is something gross to clean up, you're never using a cloth. Cloth is nice.
No. Yeah,
a rag is made to clean up.
What's a cloth for
vomit.
Then?
A cloth? So many things.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Make clothing.
Well, no.
Clean your face.
Independent
cloth. I'm not cleaning my face with a. Rag. A rag is nasty. A rag is dirty.
You would use a towel.
Well, to dry my face. But,
but what do you wash your face with? A washcloth.
Yeah.
Oh, a cloth.
A cloth.
Yes, thank you. A cloth, if you're talking If you're talking about not sewing onto clothing, a cloth is for cleaning things that are okay. A rag is for cleaning things that are not okay.
Oh, like you spill some cereal on the ground.
Yeah, if it's milk, I'm not putting that in my nice cloth.
Right.
I'm getting a rag. I'm going to make sure I wash that out. If there's
oil
on the ground, I'm not getting a cloth. I'm getting a rag. It's dirty.
And
rags
a towel
are dirty.
Is just for an emergency. You don't have a cloth or a rag. You use a towel?
A towel, for
or
me,
is quantity.
Usually it's for a shower. Yeah. Like, that's my most common towel.
Or the pool.
Or the pool. It's a towel is just a larger absorbent.
I need help here.
And then it turns into a rag if you use it on like juice.
So let's say you're in a pickle.
On juice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go there.
If you have a good towel and there's cranberry juice all over the floor, and you use your towel, that towel is now a rag.
Okay. I guess I just would never use a towel.
No, but if
juice.
What if you had to?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Because here's the situation. Let's say you use a bath towel, your bath towel. Somebody spilled some juice. I know.
I'm so upset right now.
I know.
I've really
now
missed
technically
house.
Shouldn't you just be able to wash that item and it be restored good as new? But in your head, you don't think it's good as new.
I mean, things stain.
No, but without the stain.
Without the stain, you just get like nasty.
Like if you
bacteria.
Soap up, if you soaked up a bunch of spilled Coca-Cola, that's probably not staining.
It could.
That
some,
would stain.
Some if, okay, Sprite.
If the stain. If there's no stain once you wash the towel.
It's a black towel, guys, all right?
It does. It comes. It turns back into a towel because you're going to forget. You have forgotten. But if you remember that you used it
so
to clean up the Sprite.
Soaked up some milk. A black towel, you soak up some milk. Yeah. Is that thing getting thrown in the garbage?
No.
Or you wash it?
You wash it. And maybe it's a towel, maybe it's a rag. It's I don't know.
From that point on?
Yeah, you got to wait and see what comes out of the dryer. For me, it's going in the garbage if I clean up milk.
Oh, God.
I'm not putting milk in my washing machine.
Now, I got it, Andy, you mentioned something that was a hot button in the Wright household for a long time. So,
okay.
Upon the dishwasher, you know, you got the handle, and that's where you hang a towel or the dish towel. But it's often like you wash your hands, you dry your hand on this towel.
Yeah, I don't like that, but go on.
You don't like to have a,
go
a
on.
Towel to dry
go
your hands?
Go on. Okay. No, it's a little messy. It's a little gross for me. Cross-contamination.
You like paper towels. Okay.
I prefer them because of cleanliness. I'm concerned about five people, three kids.
Okay, sure. Understand.
Anyway, go on.
Okay. But the point of me bringing it up is for so long, we had decorative, like they looked very nice, and these things, all they did was they would take the water that's on your hands and they would wipe it off directly onto the ground.
Because it doesn't absorb.
Because the absorption of this material was approximately 0.0%.
It might as well have been plastic.
It might as well have been a plastic bag.
That's a cloth.
That's a cloth?
That is absolutely a cloth.
What are we doing with
those
things?
They're just decorative.
Yeah, I mean, that's decoration.
And people have gotten out of control in that domain. They're like, we don't need it to absorb.
Why would you make something that has an important function, such as drying, make it not dry? Why does this exist?
Because I think, like, we have those decorative, I know exactly what you're talking about, the decorative towels that have,
but it was put in
a
place, not just, this isn't like the decorative pillows.
Yeah,
which,
you have a spill, you're grabbing that thing.
Exactly, or you gotta dry your hands.
Paper towels, man.
I'm trying to respect the earth here, Jason.
It's paper. Paper's fine. Paper.
Yeah.
That's
not how it works.
That's
well, you recycle paper.
Yeah.
But not with a bunch of milk on it.
Yes.
No.
Exactly.
Because I respect the earth.
But we have gotten to the point where, I mean, it took many years of hard-fought battles.
You got an absorbent one?
And they are, I don't know what material this thing is, but it's made out of magic.
It absorbs everything?
Because you just lightly caress the soil of your hands, instantly dry.
So you swung the pendulum all the way to like,
and
use it after showers.
And they're decorative. Like they look nice. Yeah, so it exists. Ladies and gentlemen out there, there are towels that look good and actually dry. So stop buying that bull crap that doesn't dry.
And Mike's affiliate code's in the show description. So
I would give it, but I don't even know what these towels are.
All right. What is the difference between sick, ill, and under the weather?
Well, under the weather is a lie.
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah. I mean, look, when you're under the weather, that's what you say when you're trying to get out of something. Oh, we're feeling under the weather. I can't come to that event. I'm so sorry. Like that's.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
So that means if you say you're saying that if you're under the weather, you are healthy.
You're healthy enough, absolutely.
Yeah,
you could go there.
You could go.
But I got a little sniffle.
Here's the problem.
I'm protecting you because I'm under the weather.
There's only one. Now, I get it. It's a great excuse. It sounds awesome. And it doesn't invite questions very often, right? You say you're sick. What are you sick with?
Yeah.
You say I'm under the weather. Like, dang it.
He doesn't have to go. I understand you don't want to be here.
But if you have a stomach, let's say you had some bad Chipotle. Bring it back to a normal part of your life, Mike. You have some Chipotle. Now, you're not sick. You're not ill. Could you be under the weather from it? Let's say you feel like you have a bad stomach ache from Chipotle. Are you under the weather?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think because
but it prohibits you from playing pickleball in the morning.
Sure.
But if it makes you miss something?
You wouldn't describe that as being under the weather.
What would you say? Stomach ache?
I got the poops. I mean, I would,
got the cramps.
I wouldn't use any of these.
You wouldn't say, I'm
words.
Feeling a little under the weather. I'm not going to be there this morning.
No, you
to
would
describe
you
your,
would say, I ate Chipotle last night, and everyone
enough
understands.
Said.
I can't make it. Need more hours.
Okay. All right. So under the weather's a lie.
Ill, yes. To me, and if obviously there's two meanings here. One means awesome, right? Like, oh, man. You know, wait. When something's ill.
Well, something could be sick and also be great.
That, yeah, man, that's
great.
Sick.
But taking the medical terminology here, ill
bedridden.
Means you're throwing up.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
I was going bedridden. You got to be in bed.
To me, I don't think I've said that I got ill unless I threw up.
Mm.
Like, that is the,
I don't know about that.
That's the quintessential.
For you.
For me. For yeah. me. Yeah. And what I've found is,
it, yeah, I think
I'm
it
right.
Is, it
he's
is
very ill. If somebody said they're very ill, I would think they're in bed.
Throwing
sick.
Up.
No, not throwing up.
Oh, they've already thrown up.
Okay. I don't know that you have to get to the vomit point, yeah. But I think it has to be tummy related. Because when
really?
I when I overeat, I don't say I feel sick. I go, oh, I feel ill.
Really?
That's the verbiage that comes out
they've
of my mouth.
Missed a week. They were very ill. If you think they're thrown up?
I think at least there was the fear of it. There was nausea. You know, nausea
yes.
doesn't always mean vomiting. But I
are
think,
you on the tummy train too there, producers? Do you think ill means tummy? Or do you think of bedridden?
No, I think more of bedridden, serious. Yeah.
More serious.
Maybe critical.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
shut your mouth.
I see.
Crit to kill?
The judge also nodding. Is that how you think of it?
Yeah, usually.
Excellent.
I don't know.
No,
I agree to disagree.
If you got ill, then I think of throwing up.
So if you...
If you've been ill, I think you're very serious.
You're saying you've never thrown up when you were sick?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, Jason. I mean, yeah
sure. But I was ill.
Yeah, but I got sick, and
but
then
we're
I
trying
was
to
Ill.
Figure out the difference between sick and ill. I was just
yeah, and I told it to you, and then you're like, no, that's not it. That's not it. Oh,
sick,
wait, I mean,
sick
it was more
is
like,
short term. Ill is long term. That's how I think of it.
Okay, I mean,
that's fair. But
I've been sick.
That, yeah.
I've been ill.
What? Whatever.
Ooh, ill.
Ill is worse.
What hospital
than,
are they at?
Ill is worse than sick. Like if you're going to order these, it's under the weather, sick, ill. Because, you know, when you have an illness, that sounds so much like if you're sick, that like if you get a cold, common cold, that's a sick. That's just
I
was
sick.
Yeah. Like it's not something
sickness,
that you're battling.
Illness. We should have put. Yeah.
I mean, you're not usually going to the doctor when you get sick. You know what I mean? Like, it's just to me, it's just
you have to get to the point where you say I have an illness, not I have a sickness.
Exactly. Hmm. And then. Once it's over and you're completely fine, but you still don't want to go to the party, you're just a little under the weather.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because the tummy thing, if I get off a roller coaster, I say, hey, I got sick. That made me sick. Mm. That made me sick.
That is a good point. Because that is a very common use.
And you get motion sick. You don't get motion ill.
Motion illness?
No, you don't.
No.
Okay.
I think we've been refuted.
Yeah.
Well, right. Look.
Hey, a true man can...
We're humble. We're not braggarts.
We can admit... Yeah. I too, am exceptionally humble.
Hey, do we have time for one more, or do we want to move on to the draft?
Let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Do you want to apologize to Al after all the mean things you said and then eventually gave in to totally his opinion?
I would absolutely not.
It was
like
actually
to
your opinion, Andy.
Yeah, thank
you.
I would like to apologize
to you.
That's a good
point, actually.
Andy, I'm sorry that I had said things that were wrong, and thank you for your wisdom.
Yeah,
in helping me.
I guess
see
Al
the
was
light.
Just copying me.
Right.
Not just me. I just like to copy people.
I was gonna say that too.
He's one of those guys.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I was on his side for so short a period of time right there. We are drafting animals that would be a problem if they were larger. Okay, yeah. We are omitting insects, which all would be a problem. If they were,
yes.
If
hornets,
they were larger.
Wasps, mosquitoes,
yeah.
Yikes.
And ants
problem.
Lifting 5,000 times their body weight. Mm-hmm. However, we are drafting animals. That would be a problem if they were larger. And I thought this one was very interesting to think about.
Yes.
Because some animals, if they were bigger, I think it would have vast impacts on the Earth. So, Mike, you get to pick first. Let's see which direction you went.
Yeah, so when I was thinking of it, you're like, I mean, there's all the big scary animals. Make them bigger.
Problem.
Bigger problem. But, like, for the most part, you know, like, at least where we live, like, you could avoid those animals. Like the bears are
That's a good point. They're in the woods.
I'll just not go in those parts of the woods, and I will avoid the gigantic bear.
All the big animals.
But still a very good pick.
They're in the zoo.
Right.
Like, I've never seen a wild elephant.
But if they were way bigger, house cats would be a big problem. Number one, I mean, we don't like house cats. Number two, the allergens that would be floating around, not just a house. It would no longer be contained.
Hashtag nasal spray.
I mean, this would be a problem universally.
Oh, dander would roam across neighborhoods.
It would take over. Like, we would need a dander index. You know, we track like pollen and like
air quality. It would just be part of the air.
What's the dander like today? Those darn cats are at it again.
And cats suck, too.
And they're mean.
You just drafted house lions. That's what you just drafted.
But they're like walking around on your fence, staring at you, judging you.
I mean, imagine your curtains.
Knocking your stuff over.
Imagine your curtains and your couch when a giant house cat gets a hold of it.
And I'm pretty sure cats sit around thinking, if I were just bigger,
yes,
what'd I do to this human I hate?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the house cats.
Planet of the Apes should really have been Planet of the Giant Cats because they are monsters. Cats was on my list for sure. I hate cats.
Just imagine if the musical was bigger. Jason, you've got a pick.
All right. I am up, and I'm gonna go with one of the last things I added to my list.
That's an interesting strategy.
Well, I found it late, and I realized that. Even though there's a bunch of these small little, you know, mean rapscallion animals that would be a real problem if they got bigger, this one would be terrifying because of, in my opinion, pterodactyls. I'm going with a great horned owl.
Okay.
If you take owls,
they're very large.
Vicious predators. They're very large.
They're very wise, though.
But yeah, that's true. Imagine how smart.
Some of them.
If you had... basically imagine that there's pterodactyls today. A huge flying monstrous hawk in the sky that could...
So you didn't go with hawks getting bigger. You went with an animal that might appear like a big hawk.
Well, the thing is, I'm saying they are getting to the size of a pterodactyl, and they are freaky looking.
You don't think that head's going to get too big and it'll just plummet?
I think
Not like they're real poofy.
It's poofy.
Yeah, the body.
Oh, have you
size,
ever seen the shaved owls?
Yeah, I've seen like the baby ones.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That, yeah, there's the like hairless... the baby owls that look like aliens.
That is,
yeah.
I'll look it up.
I'm impressed. I didn't have great horned owl on my list.
Oh my word! I googled it. Holy moly! Oh my gosh! Yeah. Spitwads. Google hairless owls. They are terrifying.
And they're standing on their. Their legs, their eyes are so big, they look like aliens.
Would they be proportionally wiser if they're bigger?
I mean,
like,
the brain
like,
is
would
bigger.
They run the world? Like, would you go and talk to the great horned owls for advice and wisdom like Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, I don't think they would be willing to hear you.
Oh, they just eat you.
I think they would eat you.
Okay.
And not fart.
Oh, good point, Mike.
I have two picks.
Yes, you do.
My first one... I know it's a big animal, but if it's bigger, it's a real issue.
Sure.
And that is sharks.
Okay.
Because if a shark, you scale you scale them up, you no longer have a certain boat size that's permitted in the world. Because they'll just eat you. They'll eat the boat. Like, the only thing stopping them from eating the boat right now is they're not big enough to eat a boat.
Yeah, the people that make battleships will be really excited. Because sales of battleships will go through the roof.
Yeah, you're sailing. You've got anything small, a schooner? Get rid of that thing.
You got a dinghy?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Not anymore.
So I'm going to go with sharks, which seems like maybe low-hanging fruit. But my second one is a little bit more inventive and creative.
Okay.
And this is an animal that, if it were much larger, I think would be a walking forest bomb.
Oh, a forest bomb.
Because if it strolled into your camp, and it was much bigger, it may clear it out, and that's a porcupine.
Oh, yeah. It's on my list.
A gigantic porcupine. It sends those javelins now flying through camp.
It's no longer a quill.
I feel like that would be part of your normal news, like local hikers strolling through forest were exploded.
Yeah, you're now impaled by a porcupine. You
they'll find you up on trees.
It's the fourth porcupine attack this week.
That's right.
Now, can porcupines shoot that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how far, but they can projectile.
They get with it.
That is awful.
So, yeah, we'll go with the walking bomb, a giant porcupine.
All right. I am back up.
Now, the great horned owl doesn't have horns, though, right?
It does. It looks
it does?
Like it does. They're not actual horns, are they?
I believe that is correct. No, I believe it, but it looks like there are like two horns. I don't think they're actual bones.
So you said
though,
yes and no at the same time.
Well, look at
I
great
said they
owl.
Don't actually have horns, and you go, yes, they do. They're not actually horns.
Okay.
Which one?
Oh, no.
It's just their...
I got bad news.
It's just floof, isn't it?
The porcupines apparently cannot shoot their quills. That's just a... They can't even shoot them an inch.
Wives' tale.
Yeah.
So
been
sorry.
Lied to my whole life
so
about
sorry, Andy.
What the cupines can do.
Well, I was talking about the owl horn thing.
Really. Thank you, Mike, for interjecting.
Sorry. It seemed very important to correct.
It would still be a problem. We'll move on. Jason, you have another pick.
All right. So when you look at the most dangerous animals in the world,
in
all of the planets, you get
really a scourge of Venus.
Please draft another species of owl.
Yeah. there are a couple owls I want to talk about.
The small horned owl.
Just like an eagle.
The big killers are obviously already large.
Yes.
Moose, hippos. These are vicious animals that...
We avoid them now because of size.
Yes, they can kill easily because they're so big. But they are not the baddest animal in the world.
Okay.
A hippo is a big, fat lump of blubber. You know what I mean? A moose has to be dumb. It looks so stupid.
They're roid-raged.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, they do seem a little too muscular.
Been, but the juicing up in the forest.
Yeah.
The baddest.
They're just deer that have shot up.
Yes, exactly. The baddest animal on the face of the planet that don't care is the honey badger. The honey badger.
The honey badger doesn't care about you.
The honey badger doesn't care about me as in is not afraid of me. A honey badger will attack anything under any circumstance, is vicious, is one of the world's greatest predators. I saw where it like was attacking this poisonous snake. It just went after it, got
poisoned to death.
Basically died, then was like, powered through that, got up and ate the rest of that snake and moved on.
Now, I have a theory on honey badgers, though, that might concern you.
You're going to bring up the small man complex.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I was wondering if they're so ornery just because they ain't big, and once they get big, they'd be lazy and like,
already bred into
them. I do care.
It's already bred. They are, you know, it's not, you know.
You're just scaling up the small man complex.
Absolutely. And so a hippo-sized honey badger?
That'd be a real issue.
It's just going to go around killing everything.
So I have a question for Jason.
Are those in the United States?
The honey badger?
Yeah.
Do not know. No. But question for Jason. What is it like having small man complex?
Yeah, do you have the same qualities?
I don't.
Do you care?
I don't care at all. I don't have small man complex
I don't care. You can't tell me I'm small.
Because what I've done with my weight is I've gotten rid of small. If I was... If I was short and skinny, then I've got real small man complex.
So do you relate more to the hippo or the honey badger?
I feel like if you married those two and you really bred them together, that would be more who I am.
All right, so you're going with the honey
badger.
But
if I can only pick one, it would be hippo.
Okay, Mike. Two picks for Mike. He's got the house cat. It's been scaled up. It's a problem, and it doesn't like you. And you've got two more selections.
All right, this next one, this would be a problem. Number one, their numbers are outrageous. They're plentiful.
Oh, no.
They are everywhere. They are bringers of disease.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And now imagine if they were actually larger. I mean, there's a couple of these.
I know there are. That's what I'm worried about.
I'm going with rats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you took I mean, we've seen it. Rodents of unusual sizes in Princess Bride. It's a big problem, and that's just one of them. But if you take the amount of rats, go to New York City.
It's a lot of rats.
I mean, what?
They breed.
Millions of rats just roaming in the sewers? If they were bigger?
Now your sewers are clogged immediately.
Yes,
as soon as this
are.
Happens, you can't even flush your toilet.
I mean, now, you couldn't. The reason I didn't put it on my list is because I was a little, like, part of what makes rats awful is they hide in your walls. And I do like the mental visual picture of a big rat still trying to hide in the wall, but it's like its tail's poking out or its belly.
It's pushing the drywall out, scooting along.
But rats, I mean, they breed. There's so many of them. They'd probably take over.
Do you know how high shotgun sales would go if rats?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would have one. I would not be home.
We'd all be holding them. But, like, they'd be on us all the time.
Absolutely. That would be awful because, you know, when I'm talking about the honey badger, I'm thinking of one. But when you scale up the species,
yeah,
this is now their home. This is their world.
All right, Mike. Good pick.
And then for my other one, I mean, look, rats on the ground, rats in the air. I mean, I'm going with pigeons.
No, that's my freaking next pick.
Because pigeons are awful.
They'd render entire neighborhoods unlivable.
You couldn't see through your car windshield anymore.
Of poop that would just be everywhere.
I need to find new picks. I can't believe you had pigeons.
Well, that means I got to go with
you're
the flying
genius.
Rats. Pigeons are awful. They're rude. They never go away. They just keep coming back no matter how many treatments you put on your roof. And, like, we had a pigeon.
They're homing. I mean, they don't leave their home till they die.
We had a pigeon problem. And I'm talking, like, the side of my yard where they would hang out, you could clean the cement off. And then 2 days later, there would be no cement left because it would just be bird crap. And add in the disease that they're also carrying, they're obnoxious and they're dumb. They're so dumb. They just get in the way.
They're
imagine a bird that big just being dumb, standing in the road, waiting until the last second to fly away, but it can't because it's too big.
I've got a very brief pigeon story I will share, which is basically because you talk to pest people, they have to go in the middle of the night and they have to shoot the pigeons. Because the pigeons, no matter what you do, you take them, you drop them off across the country, they're going to come back to that same area. The only way to get rid of pigeons is to kill the pigeon. And I've got a story. Man, I got so tired of this pigeon. I had new kids, right? Brand new babies, little kids. Uh-huh. And the poop that was on my driveway was just disgusting. We know this. So finally, I go out with my little pellet gun, and I'm going to get this pigeon. I turn into a maniac. I'm running through the neighborhood with a pellet gun, chasing a half-shot pigeon.
This seems like...
It was a bad idea. I'm not recommending this. It was a loss of judgment. But my goodness, pigeons, they can get you. Get you angry.
They literally ruin roofs with their poop.
Yes.
Their poop is so acidic that it will literally make a hole in your roof. That's...
Yeah, they suck.
Now it's a real problem. All right, so I'm back up on the clock here. Now, I've got to ask this question. To me, I consider this a gigantic animal. You guys might not. Is a tarantula an insect? Because
it's an arachnid.
Okay.
You can't draft it.
I assumed so, but I couldn't allow myself to go through this draft without at least asking the question. Because if it would be allowed, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
It's a big problem for me. Okay, so I'm going to go close to home here. I'm going to go with an awful beast of the desert. One of...
Camel?
Now try to get on it. Look how high up that is. Very poisonous. Has one of the strongest bites of anything. It's called a monster for a reason.
Yeah.
Taking a Gila monster.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And
wow.
If you're not familiar with a Gila monster, because you don't live in the desert... they're bad news.
They, at least what I was always told growing up is if a Gila monster bites you, there's not a whole lot you can do to get it to let go. Like the jaws are so powerful that you're going to need like a knife or something to protect yourself with, because your hands, you will not be able to get the animal off.
That's what I've always heard too. Is like you basically.
Then it must be true.
Yeah, if we both heard it
just
independently.
Like porcupines shooting their quills.
Super true. It's a walking bomb. That was my whole premise.
Well, I mean, if you smash it, they're going to go flying, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Okay, so you have
a Gila monster.
You have a great horned owl, a honey badger, and a Gila monster. Mike has a house cat, a rat, and a pigeon. I hate you, Mike, because I really, really wanted pigeons. I have a shark and a porcupine so far. You know, porcupines, also known as walking bombs. My first pick here, look, if there's one thing I really hate about any insects or creatures, is unpredictability and movement.
Like bees? Like bees. Or moths.
Spiders can go in any direction.
Look, if you're a problem, I want to know where you're going as a problem. This animal is kind of haunting already with its movement. Okay. But if you scale this bad dog up with its ability to find what it needs to find, and there's vampire versions of it.
Oh, it's on my list.
I'm going with bats.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A giant bat.
Now, that's a pterodactyl.
That's a problem.
That is such a better pick than that one. Good pick. Good pick.
So I think, they're in groups. They're in, you know, there's tons of them.
And you know what's crazy?
They don't hang out alone.
Is, like, if you look at, really, really look at a bat, like, the wings are the scary part. The rest of the bat, it's a cute little creature.
I know.
They are, like, they look like they're real snuggly, and then you zoom out and you see the wings and the claws. Like, oh, that is a terrifying creature.
Jason's not even afraid of legless spiders.
I am not. I don't think I would be.
No, so I'm going to go with bats. A bunch of bats is a big problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, this last pick, it's really up in the air for me. I thought about going with bears.
Mm-hmm. They're on my list.
Because you don't live in the forest. It's over. Like, if...
Yes.
Bears get into cabins and stuff, and they mess around with the garbage. But they can't break in the front door very easily. I mean, sometimes they do. But you scale that up, it's over. People just don't live in forests. But then they're probably coming into the cities, and that's an issue, too. So... Can I pick an animal that would be delightful if it was large?
Oh, sure.
Can I pivot the final one?
Sure.
Pick what you want.
Unicorns.
I'm just going to ruin my draft here. If I'm going to have giant seahorses. We're riding this thing. We're riding them through the ocean. We're cruising.
It would be a problem for dolphins.
Yeah, we're saddling these bad dogs up.
Our love would go down for dolphins.
Are we really interested in dolphins if there's a giant seahorse that you can ride around?
No flipping way do I care about dolphins if there are awesome seahorses.
Saddle up.
Saddle up and think about it.
Saddle up your seahorses.
The Sea-Doo market?
Yeah, oh,
it's gone. You just get a real seahorse, saddle it up.
So it's a problem for your business.
It's a problem for businesses that sell jet skis. We're going with seahorses. Final answer.
All right. I like it. So I've got a couple here left on my list. Some mean-spirited animals that I would not want.
Could be an ocean sheriff on a seahorse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you could.
With this mustache. it's an ocean mustache.
But I guess I think to myself, we've got a long history here on the Spitballers of talking about dangerous animals. Mm-hmm. What are probably the most dangerous animals that have ever existed? And I know for a fact, based on my research, that the number one most worrisome animal is a boar. So
yeah, yeah.
This has been a scientific fact proven on the Spitballers. Can't believe this got to the fourth pick. But the boars would be a massive problem.
The hard part for your argument, and look, I won't take it away from you, boars are very dangerous. But you have also concluded on this podcast, you simply need a spear.
Well, but now imagine how long the spear has to be. if this boar is that big, you're going to need like 20-foot spear. That's just not common. I mean, where are you getting the 20-foot spear?
Are you going to whittle that?
Yeah.
Impossible. All right, so a big boar.
I had boars on my list.
There you go. So, clearly that would be a massive problem. And they go in packs, so
yeah,
watch out.
I don't think they're very rational creatures. I think they just kind of run at you, and I think they have really bad vision.
Well, we know that
Al hit a whole bunch of boars on a road one time.
Did they hit you?
I hit them.
Oh, okay. I was trying to help you out.
No, they were crossing the street right in front of me.
And you said, take this.
Is a boar a
Javelina? Do you have spears on the front
of your... Yeah, they're the
same. Do you have spears on the front of your car for that purpose?
Do you drive a Mad Max mobile? All right, so I'm up. I mean, I kind of just left this here because it's not as entertaining to me as the idea of like gigantic rats or pigeons. But
yeah.
I mean, a good old-fashioned rattlesnake.
Mm. Yeah.
You size that thing up to the size to like an anaconda where you got to worry about other things not just squeezing. It can bite you.
Well, I was thinking like they like right now, a rattlesnake, it darts a certain distance where it can get you. Like it's
very far though. Like when they're coiled up.
Right.
Their striking distance is shockingly
far. So then
far.
Then a giant one can get you even further.
Yes.
But it can't hide in the bushes as easily.
No. And it'll be so loud.
Oh
too.
My gosh, so loud.
Oh, it's like a helicopter. Yeah. That's true. I didn't think about the rattlesnake. They might do damage to you just with the reverberations.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Wait, it would be terrifying. If you've ever run into a rattlesnake, it's
a little intimidating.
Have either of you ran into a rattlesnake in the wild?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm happy you're still with us.
I was out on a jog at night once and just...
Sounds awful.
I mean, it was because you're jogging
right
at night. But, and...
That's what Frodo and Sam did. It was a jog.
You're like, I mean, you're not looking for snakes, but... Then
so you
I
saw
just,
one in the road?
Oh yeah, it like coiled up, rattle up, and I'm like, oh! Just slowly backing away.
How close did you get?
I was in strike distance.
Wow.
Wow, you must have the AirPods in.
Yes, I did.
And they weren't playing rattles.
I wasn't listening for rattlers.
I was on a hike. And fortunately, when you're on a hike and it gets identified, everybody like kind of takes a different path around the area where it was.
Yeah.
Jeremy cut one in half with his mountain bike?
Yeah, I was mountain biking at night and... I couldn't see very far in front of me. I was using lights, but it was too late to try and go around it, so I went right over it.
Your vehicles are monsters. You just kill things with your vehicles.
You kill boars. You kill rattlesnakes.
You're welcome.
Other honorable mention items that I had on my list, I mentioned the bears, but I wasn't sure what giant jellyfish would be all about. It seemed like...
They already exist.
Yeah, it seemed like that'd be a problem. Gorillas, I mean.
Yeah.
I had baboons because, I mean,
King,
if you're going to throw
King Kong,
poop.
We've seen that.
If you're going to throw poop, I mean, that's a real
it's a
problem.
A big old
if you're,
turd.
If you're bigger. Go
ahead.
This is not allowed because it's an insect, but a scorpion, like, they're just literally a machine that's made for killing.
They're not that fast, though, are they?
They would be faster.
Well, definitely. But.
Yeah.
And then the last one on my list was a hummingbird.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good pick.
Like, if it could still move the way that a hummingbird can move, and they eat...
Have they ever hurt anything ever?
No.
Has a hummingbird ever hurt anyone?
No, they are very gentle creatures, but they eat three times their body weight every day. So, I mean, your crop's getting annihilated.
Interesting.
Well, and if they're that size, the accidental hurting of humans would happen...
You'd see them buzzing around, and there'd be a person sticking off the end of their...
just they'd be flying with the person on.
Yeah,
because
don't they
bail?
Have basically like a
like a swordfish face?
The swordfish face,
yeah,
as they say. All right, we are done with the draft. Seahorse, I think, was the right pick, though.
Oh, for sure.
What did we learn today?
I learned that you can have vomit when you're just sick and not ill.
Sure.
I learned that there are decorative dish towels that can absorb things. Thank you, Mike.
And like I've learned that Pitbull is gigantic and I still can't name any of his music.
Turn up gasoline.
That is it for today's Spitballers podcast. Thank you for subscribing on Spotify, following on Apple, supporting the show.
On apples.
Eating apples.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.